בעזרת השם, מנחס חינוך, מצווה ה', מצווה שחיטס הפסח, שיר א'. We're starting now, באמס, a series of the mitzvahs that are meshach shaychi to the Korban Pesach and to Chag HaPesach from Parshas Boy. Rashi says that it's called Pesach al shem shedolag and al shem shechomal. Mitzad echad, it was a chemlo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mitzad sheni, the nekuda that he was passing over the Batei Bnei Yisrael. But it's also an inyan of jumping, because medalek el haharim mekapetz el agvois, that the Yidden were in the memtes shari tuma and the Eibishter jumped them out mitzad his oiris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lav davka, that the Yidden were roi for it at that point. That's the inyan of Pesach. The pasuk says uposach Hashem al haPesach. There's a moiridik vort from a Baruch Mimeshbush. Uposach Hashem al haPesach. We know that be'emes the Eibishter always says, Pischu li Pesach kechudei shel machat, va'ani eftach lachem kepischu shel ulam. The Yid has to make the first initiative. Maybe a tiny jump, kechudei shel machat, and then the Eibishter will already be mekabel in betshuva. But by Pesach, the Eibishter was mevater even on that pischu shel chudei shel machat. Uposach Hashem al haPesach. The Eibishter was mevater even on that little Pesach that was necessary. Totally mitzad the Yuzmav, the Rabbeinu Shlodom, to take out Klal Yisrael. The Shoyrish of this mitzvah, as the Chinuch says, is to remember for the Yidden, the Nisim Gedoylim Sheoslam Hashem Yisbarach B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Erishta Nakuda, the Chinuch brings, is that the mitzvah over here is Lishchoit. B'Yoyim Arbos or B'Nisan, it's a mitzvah of Shchitas Korban Pesach. This is separate from the next mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. Here it's the mitzvah of Shchitas Korban Pesach. Now, B'Pashtas, the Menchas Chinuch names on that the mitzvah is lav davka the Shchita, but the mitzvah is all of the avoidas, the Zrikas Adam, and all the Seder avoid of the Dam. Not the Haktoras Eimerim, and also not the Achila, because the Achila is listed as a separate mitzvah, but Homius, all the avoidas Adam is the Chelak of the mitzvah. But there's a tzad in the Achroinim that no, maybe the Iker mitzvah, in the Cheshbon over here, this mitzvah is the Shchita. Avad, you have to also do the avoidas Adam in order to be matir the carbon ba'achila afterwards. But the mitzvah that we're talking about over here is the mitzvah of shechita. V'shochetu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. This might be negeya at the end, later on, the Menchas Chinuch talks about in Sifkotan Chav Beis, when he brings out the idea that be'emes the mitzvah of shechitas Pesach is mutal al kol yochid v'yochid. And the reason he's yoitza al yidei that one member of the Chabura Shechts is with a lomdus of shlichus. Ober it's kepshuta, it's shlichus. Be'emes the mitzvah is mutl on every single yachid. It's not poshut by other karbonis that it's like that. By other karbonis we say it's shlucha de rachmono. It's lav davka that the mitzvah is mutl on that person. That's a noisei godol by itself. But al kuponim, if we'll accept this nakuda, that the mitzvah is mutl mamish on each yachid, it could very well be that that's true only of the shchita. Because that's the mitzvah that we're referring to over here, specifically the mitzvah of shchitas karbon Pesach. The first inyan that the Menchas Chinuch goes into, he brings the sugya of Bikur Dalid Yomin. And the sugya is like this. The Mishnah in Psochim Daf Tzadik Vav brings Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doiris. What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris? Look, the Mishnah. Pesach Mitzrayim Mekhoi Be'osor. In Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a special din that you had to already take it on Asiri B'Nisan. There were other Nafkiminis. There was a special avodas hadam that was only negay in Pesach Mitzrayim. Also, v'nechal b'chipozoin. It's mavor that only Pesach Mitzrayim is nechal b'chipozoin. A reshima of chilukim between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. Specifically, the first one that the Mishnah says is mekhoi ba'osar. Zok the Gemara over there in Psachim Daf Tzadivov. Minolon. How do you know that the special din that it says over there in Parshas Boy of Mekhoi Ba'osar, that then doesn't apply to Doiris? Because Be'emes, we can be Makdim. Then Parshas Boy says most of the Protei Dinim of Korban Pesach. And many of them that are mentioned there in Parshas Boy are Negeya, even the Pesach Doiris. And other ones, as Mekhoi Ba'osar, are only Negeya in Pesach Mitzrayim. And it's a Sugi Aruch over there. And each one of the Protei Dinim in Korban Pesach, Where's the makor mitzvah, the diukim and the psukim, whether it's a mitzvah that applies only to Pesach Mitzrayim, or it even applies to Pesach Doiris. So the Gemara says, specifically on Mekhoi Ba'asar, that Mekhoi Ba'asar is only lePesach Mitzrayim. Dabru al kol adas Yisrael leimor be'esra l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu. So hazeh, zeh Mekhoi Ba'asar, ve'ein Pesach Doiris mi Ba'asar. Frekti Gemara, but hare in the next pasuk it says a different thing. There's a din of Bikur Dalid. Now that we want to differentiate, there's a din of Mekhoi Ba'asar, but then there was a din of that the korban you have to be mavakar, check it for mumin, 4 days. For 4 days you have to be mavakar the korban. And the Gemara says, what? That din is also only in Pesach Mitzrayim. In fact, the Gemara, it brings a braisa of a Tanya ben Bagbag Oimer, that korban tamid needs bikur dalid yomim. And the Gemara even says, where's the makar that korban tamid needs bikur of dalid yomim? So the Gemara, because it says by the korban tamid, tishmeru lahakar of libe moyadon. And by korban Pesach, it says, lemishmeris. So we learn out that there's a din of Bikur Dalid Yomim. So it's Mavur Zakti Gemara that there's a din of Bikur Dalid even by Tomid and also by Korban Pesach. How come we don't say that Bikur Dalid is only a din in Pesach Mitzrayim? So the Gemara darshans from a pasuk and says that Be'emes did that this that Wumemayit Bikur Dalid Wumemayit Pesach Sheni from Bikur Dalid. But in Echanami, Pesach Doris does have a din of Bikur Dalid. Kepshute, when you come out from the Gemara, what's Mavur is Azeh. That by Pesach Mitzrayim there was taka two dinim, and we're going to explain them now. There was a din of Mekhoi Ba'osar, and separately there was a din of Bikur Dalid Yomim. Those are two different dinim, but we'll see. Pesach Doiris is Nesmayit from Mekhoi Ba'osar, but there is a din of Bikur Dalid Yomim. Pesach Sheni is Nesmayit from Bikur Dalid Yomim as well. And certainly there's no din of Mekhoi Ba'osar, Tosfos says there. Korban Tamid also has a din of Bikur Dalid Yomim. So we see that there's a din of Bikur Dalid Yomim, which is a din by every day by the Korban Tamid, that the emes you have to take the Korban 4 days before and check it every single day. And that's why the Mishnah says in Erech and Daf Yud Gimel that they never had less than Shisha Tloyim in the Lishkas Atloyim, because you always had to have Korbanis for set up already 3 days in advance. Besides the two that you're bringing that day, Pashtas, as we state in Rashi and Erechin, that you have to be mavakar for Dalad Yomim. Korban Pesach has a din of Bikur Dalad Yomim, and Korban Tomid has a din of Bikur Dalad Yomim. The Pella is that the Rambam, in Hilchas Tmidin Musafim, Perak Aleph Halachates, the Rambam brings down the din of Bikur by Korban Tomid, that the Korban Tomid had to be mavukar 4 days before in advance and check it for Mumin every day. But by Korban Pesach, the Rambam doesn't say a word. He doesn't mention the idea of Bikur Dalid Yomim. And that's a Pela HaGodol that the Menchas Chinuch and Harbei Achroinim talk about in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Bikur Dalid Yomim by Pesach. The Pashtas you have to learn up into the Sugya there, the Rambam learns the Shak Levataria differently, that Lamaskona we come out, that Korban Pesach doesn't need Bikur. There's a Smach that Korban Pesach doesn't need Bikur Dalid Yomim. It says that Yitzchok Avinu sent Esav, boy by Yoim, to go prepare him shtei gediyei izem, echad lePesach, echad lChagiga. How could he request from Esav, boy by Yoim? Korban Pesach needs Bikur Dalid Yomim. So that's a psismach. B'cholif, and the Rambam is before that there's no din of Bikur Dalid by Pesach Doiris. The Pashtus of the Sugya was not like that. The Pashtus of the Sugya was that Korban Pesach and Korban Tomid do need Bikur Dalid Yomim. Aber Homias, Pesach Sheni is Nesmayit from Bikur of Dalad Yomim. Now it's interesting, there's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeridei, a Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel, the title of the Tshuva, he writes the date, and he writes, Yoim Chef Chof Hei L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael, the 25th day of Sfiras HaOmer, L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael means Sfiras HaOmer, Yud B'Iyar, Yoim Bikur Pesach Sheni. The date that he writes here, that it's the 25th day of the Omer, the 10th of Iyar, which is the day of Bikur Pesach Sheni. The Rabin Tomhu alze Pesach Sheni Avad is Nismayit from Bikur Dalid Yomim. Why does the Chasam Sofer say Pesach Sheni, the Yud Iyar is the Yom Bikur of Pesach Sheni? It's Avad, Apelet, the Kazakh. There is a Mahalach to say that the Pshat in the Chasam Sofer is that Pesach Sheni doesn't need Bikur because it's only a Yechidim and a Miyut of people that are bringing it, and it's not as much of a Lachatz to have to prepare for the Korban. But what the Chasam Sofer was expressing in that Tshuva was the hope of Klal Yisrael every year that after Pesach Rishon passed and we did not have the Beis HaMikdash, that we're hoping that the Mashiach will still come. And then Gans Klal Yisrael will bring a Pesach Sheni. When Pesach Sheni is going to be brought by Gans Klal Yisrael, and there's a Mavur in the Medrash that Avada, B'Moisa Mashiach, if he comes after Pesach Rishon, Gans Klal Yisrael will bring a Pesach Sheni. In such a Pesach Sheni would need Bikur Dalid Yom. That's Efshir Yishuv Lagabi the Chassam Sofer. But again, Avada, the Pashtus was that on Pesach Sheni, certainly there's no din of Bikur Dalid Yomim, and there's also no din of Mekhoi Ba'asar. Now, to go a little bit to explain, let's maybe look at Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim had both dinim. They had to be Mavakar the carbon for 4 days, but there was also a din of Mekhoi Ba'asar. So the Shaila is, the Achroinim ask, what exactly is this din of Mekhoi Ba'asar? What, and what is the din of Bikur Dalid? Anyways, in Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to take a behema and prepare it already and designate it already on Yud Nisan and start checking it for Mumin every single day. So what is Mekhoi Ba'asar Machayiv more? So it goes like this. Yesh Lachkar. The din of Bikur Dalid Yomim. You have to be Makdish the Korban already. By the Tomid, in the Lishkas HaTloim, they had those Shisha Tloim. You had to be Makdish the Korban already 4 days before and check it for Mumin during those 4 days while it's already Kadosh. Or no, you could take a behema schulin and be mevaker and check it for Mumin, and the hektish could be at the end. If you learn that Bikur Dalid doesn't require hakdosha, then it's very gishmak. Mitzad the din of Bikur Dalid, you don't need hakdosha. But Mekhoi Ba'osar is machayiv, you don't be makdish it already on the 10th of Nisan. But if you learn not like that, if you learn that the din of Bikur Dalid Yomim also is machayiv, you to be makdish the carbon, and as it's kedusha's carbon, check it for 4 days for Mumin. So what is Mekhoi Ba'asar? What's this other din? What is it Mechayiv? So it could be the Pshat Zazeh. We know that everyone has to be Monoy on a Korban Pesach. But Bapashtas, Mitzad, the din of Bikur Dalid, you could have one member of the Chabura that's Makdash it already on Yud Nisan and starts checking it for Mumin. But he can be Memana people, Moyel Sefer Hoylech, during the next 4 days. But it could be that Mitzad, the din of Mekhoi Ba'asar, Yesh Lachkar, it's a din not just on the Korban should be Lukach already by the 10th of Nisan. That every monui of the Korban should already be there. You have to have all the menuyim already being memuno on the Korban by the 10th of Nisan to be Makayim Mekhoi Ba'asar. And actually, that would be the Nafkemina. I had a Hargosha though. You know, they say that the Inyan of Mekhoi Ba'asar was on Yud Nisan. And in the Sfarim, it talks a lot about the Milo of Yud Nisan, specifically Shabbos HaGadol, Yud Nisan. Yud Nisan is parallel to Yud Tishrei. It's Yadua that the two parts of the year fold over towards each other. And there are many dates that are parallel. Yud Nisan has a Shaychus with Yud Tishrei. They both represent being menatic from Avodah Zarah and from Averis and becoming clean again. So Mekhoi Ba'asar is not Grada. It's a din on the 10th of Nisan. I was thinking, Taisus over there in the Sugya, in Pesachim Tzadi Vav, he says that there's no din of Bikur Dalit by Pesach Sheni, and certainly there's no din of Mekhoi Ba'asar. L'chayr, it's poshet that there's no din of Mekhoi Ba'asar, because Pesach Sheni is in Chodesh Iyar. Ken Zayin Mekhoi Ba'asar means the 10th of Nisan. Vosvot gepast Mekhoi Ba'asar in Chodesh Iyar. Now, if you'll tell me though, that the din of Bikur Dalit also requires already to be makdash the korban, comes the Moirid Kakasha of the Turei Evan in Megillah, Daf Choftes. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, the Gemara brings it in Megillah, Daf Choftes, Be'echod ba'adar mashmiyam ala shkolim. So the Gemara, why be'echod ba'adar do you start being mashmiyam on the shkolim? Because you need to give 30 days, Shloishim Yom Koidim Achag, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when we start bringing the korbanos from the new Trumas Halishka. Since that's when you're bringing it from the new Trumas Halishka, so we need to 30 days before stopping Mashmi on the Shkolim. The Gemara even asks, according to the Man D'Omer, that you only need 2 weeks. So what, 2 weeks should be enough? Frekta Turei Evan, if you start bringing the korbanos from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that means 4 days before already, you have to be makdish those korbanos and start doing Bikur Dalid Yomim. Ay Bezoi, you already have to start buying animals with the new money on Chav of Adar, and you should start being Mashmi on the Shkolim from Chav of Shvat. So the Turei Evan has a big arichas there, the Shagas Ari, whether maybe you don't need to be makdashit, and it's totally in what we handled before of whether you need to be makdashit. We said though that there's a din of Bikur by the Korban Tomid. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Membeis, the Menchas Chinuch brings it over here, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, HaShoichet es HaTomid She'ein Oim Avukar B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos V'Tzorich Tomid Acher. If a person is makar of a korban tamid that he didn't do bikur on, didn't check it for mumin, so he's a machal Shabbos. And because he shechted shalayka din, shechita b'shabbos is a malacha if you're not doing it for the right toyelis of avoida. And you have to nachdatsu bring another carbon tamid. Now, you could learn the Gemara one way, that the Gemara means that you shechted the carbon tamid and you didn't shech it for mumen, and in fact it was found as a baal mum. And that's the problem, because you shechted a baal mum, so it wasn't a kosher carbon. But Tosis over there says in Sukkah, afilu nimtza tam. Even if in the end it was nisbar that the behemoth was fine, it wasn't the baal mum. But thus alain that you didn't do bikur dalid yomim, bikur dalid yomim is ma'akiv ad kedekach, that you're a machal Shabbos for shechting it shaloi kedin on Shabbos, and you have to bring another carbon tamid. The achroinim asked, the Mechas Chinuch brings the kapis tomorrow, what's the hechrich ad kedekach that it's li'ikuva? Maybe it's not ma'akiv ad kedekach that the carbon is puzzle. And the Gemara could refer to the idea if you found that it was a baal mum. The Emes says it's a big shaila. The Rishonim already handled this. I saw the Or Zeruah brings a nice raya that avad the bikur dalad yomim is not mamish liyikuva. The Chazal say that when there was a motzar on Yerushalayim, every day they would pay money and send down a bag of golden coins, and they would send up a shepsula. Till one day the goyim sent up a chazar instead. The noatz parsoisav into the choymes hamikdash. How could they be getting on a daily basis a carbon? It has to be 4 days in advance. Unless you'll tell me, in a Hanami, they always had a stock of extra carbonus and they were always getting a keves for the next day to hold on to the cheshbon of Bikur. But that means the day that the chazar was sent up, they still had surplus of another 3 days worth of carbonus. It's not pashut. The pashtus would be that Bikur dalit is not ma'akiv b'dievid. The hemshech asugya is the inyan of a chabura, that the korban pesach is shechted b'chabura, and you're not allowed to have a chabura shekulei ketanim, the Rambam brings, because ketanim are not b'nei das, and be'emes the Menchas Chinuch speaks out also, they're not chayiv in mitzvahs, so you're pashut bringing chulin la'azora, if you're bringing a carbon that's called kulei only for a chabura of ketanim. He says maybe that's what the Rambam means, lav b'nei das. But then he goes into the interesting topic that avadet mavur, that a chabura is allowed to bring in a few ketanim. You do not make a chabura shekulei ketanim, but a regular chabura, family chabura, group of that's making a chabura of Korban Pesach does cheshben in ketanim also. Now the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Lamed Vov and in Pesachim Peches, the Gemara spells out a very interesting nakuda. The Emes, the Korban Pesach is only nechal limnuyav. It's not nechal shaloi limnuyav. And the pashtus, it's osur for someone that's not monoi to eat it. It's not just a din that he's not yoytze. His mitzvah is an isur achila if it's shaloi limnuyav. Now here you have these ketanim, and ketanim the emes are not enough to be bnei das. So they don't really have a din of monoi midoy raisa. How are you letting the ketanim be part of the chabura? They're eating it shaloi limnuyav. And what's worse, the emes, the father of this chabura, is going to be giving his children a kezayis basar from the Korban Pesach. He's being machshel them in macholas asuris. We know there's a din of lo yisachilum. A person is not allowed to be meichel biyadayim, his child, even a katan. Macholas asuris. It's a whole simen in Shulchan Aruch, Oyrechaim, simen shin mem gimel. You're not allowed to be machel your child, macholas asuris. And over here, be'emes, the ketanim are part of the chabura, but it's really a bluff. It's not, because they're not monoi midoi raisa. So how could you give them the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara Be'etzim says over there, Omer Abzeira, Celebes Oves Lav Doi Raisa. And it's a shaila what it means there, it's a sugya gedoyla. Most of the Rishonim over there learn in the Dorim, the pshat is, Avad it's osur to give Korban Pesach to someone that's Shaloi Lemnuyav. A different gadol comes in, and he wants to eat from the Korban Pesach, he's not part of the Chabura, it's osur to give him from the Korban Pesach, because it's Shaloi Lemnuyav. But Ketanim, Ketanim who be'etzem are not able to be money, on them there's no isser of shaloi limnuyav. Tosis in Pesachim Pechesto says a different knetch, and it's a big zach. He says the reason you're allowed to give the ketanim from Korban Pesach, even though technically there's an isser of loisa achilum, because it's for the mitzvah of chinuch. For the mitzvah of chinuch, you want to be machanach them in achilas Korban Pesach. So it's a wonder, this idea. Mitzarecha be'emes, it's osur to give them. Nor for chinuch you're allowed to. What? For chinuch you're allowed to give your kids something that's osur because you want to be machanechim on a mitzvah? But that's what it says in Tosis. So we'll explain a little bit. First of all, the Menchas Chinuch is bothered. According to some Rishonim, Pshat in the Gemara and Nozir Daf Choftes, that the chiyuv of chinuch is only on a son and not on a daughter. Avada the Gemara is mavur and Pesachim. You can bring your bonos Ktanos also as part of your Korban Pesach. Over there, there's no din of chinuch. And bechlal, what's this inin that just because of chinuch, then you're allowed to be over the lois achilu? We'll see soon. But first, the etzem nekuda, we have two different shitas here why ketanim are allowed to be part of a Korban Pesach. Either not monoi, they don't have das. Either because anyone who's not able to be monoi doesn't have the isser of shelo elam nuyav. That's what most of the Rishonim are saying in the Nedarim. Or the other pshat of toisis and psochim peches. It's letzayrich the mitzvah of chinuch. So first of all, the Menchas Chinuch says a dover nechmad, the nachkmina would be by a cheirish and a shoyta. If can a cheirish and a shoyta be part of a korban pesach? So he says like this. It depends. A cheirish and shoyta also don't have das to be money, so by them there's no inyan of shaloy lemnuyav. But if the nekuda why you can give a katan shaloy lemnuyav is because of chinuch, by cheirish and shoyta pashtas it doesn't apply chinuch. The Emes is the Prima Godem has a tzad, that there's a din of chinuch by a cheresh v'shoyta also. Maybe they'll become a bardas one day. But if you'll remember, there's no mitzvah of chinuch by cheresh v'shoyta, that would be an afkemina whether a cheresh v'shoyta could be part of a Korban Pesach. But we have in this inyan that Toysim Sochem is saying the reason why you're allowed to give them the Korban, the Katanim, is because of chinuch. Now the Emes is the Menchas Chinuch explains in a different place, in Mitzvah Zayin later on, Sifkot Nchof, he says, it's not stam a hefkervelt. You can give your kids macholas asuris if it's for the tzairich of chinuch. You want to be mechanach them in the mitzvah of sudas Shabbos and give them tarfis because, oh, but it's for the chinuch. Mitzvah's chinuch is not a hefkervelt that you can do isurim. It's specifically over here, the gabi korban pesach, shtelt sich for. When this kid is going to grow up to be a gadol, what's he going to be doing? He's going to be mamoni in a korban pesach, and he's taka going to be a monoi, and then he's going to be able to be yoitzin. This katan can't be really a monoi because he's a katan. But what you do is you go through the process, you ki'ilu make him a monoi, and then the emes it's also because he's not really money. But for chinuch, because that's what he's going to be doing when he's a gadol. So you're allowed to do it. L'moshel, he spells out the menchas chinuch. A katan that's not monoi, that you weren't memanim, you didn't go through the motions of being memanim, can't eat from the Korban Pesach. You do go through the motions of making him memunah. What halachic significance does this minui have even though he's not really memunah? B'negei chinuch. Because when he's going to be a gadol, that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to become memunah in a Korban Pesach and eat from one. That's what you do with him now also. You go through the process of being memanim. It's not really a minui. Oh, but for letzayre chinuch, you're allowed to do that. And this goes bechlal into a shaila of the gedarim of chinuch. How detailed does the mitzvah have to be for chinuch? You know, in esrog and lulav, you only yoitz if it's lachem. But the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchas Esrog and Tafresh Nulches and the Sharatzian, you can give your katan an esrog even if it's not lachem. You're not maknet to him. That detail he doesn't have to understand. Lemaisa he's doing chinuch. But over here the pshat is the fact that he's monui. That's why it's going to be considered that he's part of the chabur. The Mechas Chinuch then brings the Maisa with the Rambam. This is a famous Rambam. He brings it in many places. The Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach, Perakei Halacha Zayin, says that if a person was nisgayer after Pesach Rishon, so he brings a Pesach Sheni. Who would then, if a person became bar mitzvah, cut and became a gadol, he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if he already brought a Pesach Rishon, then he does potter from Pesach Sheni. If a katan brings a Pesach Rishon, he was memuna somewhat as a katan, as part of a Pesach, he does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Kesef Mishnah already shtells, the L'chayritz Apella, this yingale, this bachar became bar mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, let's say. Yudalid Nisan, when he was part of a Korban Pesach, he was part of a Chabura, it was als katan, als chinuch, but he wasn't yoitza the mitzvah d'oraisa. Any yid who, for whatever reason, was not yoitza the mitzvah d'oraisa in Pesach Rishon must bring a Pesach Sheni. Why shouldn't this katan bring a Pesach Sheni? He wasn't yoitza the mitzvah yet. So the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Mari Korkis, since the Torah was marba that ketanim also could be part of a Chabura, so the Maisa he's already potter from Pesach Sheni. But that's good for the Shverkite. This Bocher now he's Bar Mitzvah, it's Yudalid Iyar. He knows the truth that he was never Yoitza, the Doiraisa, the Kechiv of Korban Pesach yet. Why doesn't he have to bring a Korban Pesach? The Menchas Chinuch brings the Turi Evan that boys from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches. If a person on Leil Pesach was a Shoita, he became a Shoita, and he ate matzah while he was a Shoita. An hour or two later, he became suddenly nispakeach, he became back to his senses, he became normal. Zok to Gemara, Avadi has to eat matzah. guy, he already ate matzah. When he ate the matzah, he was a shaita. He wasn't a bar chiyuva. When you do a mitzvah when you're not a bar chiyuva, when you were a shaita, that doesn't mekayim the mitzvah for you. And if b'zoyseh zman, that same night, you became suddenly a bar das again, avad, you have to eat matzah again. So be'emes, that's the kasha. Mai shno pesach from matzah. Matzah, you're telling me if you were a shaita, when you ate the matzah, you weren't yoitza. Now, an hour later, it's still before Chatzos on Leil Pesach. Go eat the matzah now. So Karban Pesach also, you brought a Karban Pesach when you were a katan. But now you have an opportunity to bring it as a gadol. You know, in matzah itself, we can work out a case. He ate matzah when he was not maybe Shtei Cyrus yet. And he ate matzah. And then that night, he brought Shtei Cyrus after he ate the matzah, an hour later. He should have to eat matzah again. The matzah that he ate the first time, he was eating as a katan. How could what you do as a katan or a shoita be makayim you the mitzvah b'negei that you don't have to do it afterwards? This is a big noise. And interesting, the Menchas Chinuch over here b'leiv shver, but in other places he goes into it more. And I want to be mesaderit b'ktsara like this. On this kasha, that lagabi hilchas karban pesach, perik hey halacha zayin, the Rambam says that a katan who ate karban pesach, who is part of a chabur of karban pesach, does not have to bring a pesach sheni. Hayitochen, what he did bekatnusay is going to help him begadlusay. So there are many turutzim, but I want to break them up into two groups. One mahalach is to say karban pesach de ketoira, that the vort specifically the garbi karban pesach. And then there's another mahalach, a much more general topic of when a person does something when he's only chayiv midderabbanon. Can that be helping the moitzi klapi of the raisa? And I'll explain. Let's first go into the kloliistika topic. This is already beyond Karban Pesach. And the story starts with a mordcha. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't bring it here, but he brings it later on in the mitzvah yud, by the mitzvah of matzah, in Sifkot and Chafhei. He brings this mordcha. The mordcha says, in Masechta Megillah, Perek Beis, Ois Tovshin Sadiches, he brings from Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin. And Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin said, if a person was Makabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, when you Makabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, it's not Shabbos Doiraisa yet. It's only Midrabbanon Shabbos. It doesn't become Shabbos Doiraisa. Nevertheless, Zokt Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin, you make Kiddush then, you don't have to make Kiddush again when it becomes Vade Laila. The Kiddush that you made at a state when you were only Chayiv Midrabbanon is Moitzi you the Kiddush even for Laila Vade when it becomes Shabbos Doiraisa. Careful. Here we're talking about a person who's a gadol. The person is a gavra bar chiyuva the whole time. But when he made the kiddush, he was only mechuyev midrabbanon because it was only plaga mincha. And the kiddush that he made as a derabbanon is moitzim for the deraisa. The Minchas Chinuch takes out of this mordcha a big yisoid, and he applies it in various facets. But Ketzora will say them like this: yes, what a person does as a derabbanon dekakiyim could nechshav a kiyim b'negeya deraisa. Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin is saying this, that kiddush that you made as from Plaga Mincha will be moitzi you for the kiddush of Laila. Zokta Minchas Chinuch, let's take it a step further. And he says, in Mitzvah Yud, by Matzah, a katan who's 13, but he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, and he ate Matzah Leil Pesach. An hour later, he brings Shtei Cyrus. He doesn't have to eat Matzah again. The Matzah that he ate when he was Mechuyim Midrabbanon is moitzi for him. This that it says that a shoyte that ate matzah has to eat again is because a shoyte is not chayiv at all. But someone who's chayiv mederabbanon can be moitzi of the raisa. Now the emes is, the mordcha is a pella. The Magen Avraham already asks in Simen Reish Samach Zayin by Kiddush. We know that a katan can't be moitzi a gadol in Kiddush. A derabbanon can't be moitzi of the raisa. But obviously the word is, if it's the same person, a person could be moitzi himself from a derabbanon dik estate to a deraisa dik estate. Hamis Akesh, yes, Akesh, I hinted to it before, that maybe Rabbeinu Tuvia Mevin's case is different because it's a gadol. The person was always in a good state. It rather wasn't Shabbos midaraisi yet. And that you say that the Shabbos derabbanon's might say the Shabbos deraisa. But we're taking it a step further, that what a person, a katan, will do as a katan, when he's chayiv midarabbanon, could be moitzim klapi de deraisa. Oibazoy, it's miyoshev the Rambam over here by Korban Pesach. That what a katan was part of a chabura by Pesach Rishon, even though he wasn't a gadol yet, he's yoitz a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and it does not require him to bring Pesach Sheni. Now again, b'ktzara, the Minchas Chinuch over here, when he asked on the Rambam, how could you Pesach Rishon be moitz you for Pesach Sheni, he b'leib shver. But l'kamon in mitzvah yud, sifkot and chav hei, l'gabi matzah. And again in mitzvah lamed aleph, in the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. And then again in the mitzvah shin vov by Sfiris HaOmer, which is the classic bar mitzvah pshetel of every yingle that becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiris HaOmer, whether the days that he counted before he became bar mitzvah, can that be yoytzim b'negei accounting weiter? Farshteitzich by Sfiris HaOmer, there's other mahalchim, that it's one big hemshich of counting, and that's why it's different. But the idea that what you do for a drabbana could help for a deraisa, we're applying legabe kiddush, matzah, Sfiris HaOmer, and the ikar, our topic here, that Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, that what a katan ate, or was part of a chabura of Pesach Rishon, he's not required to bring a Pesach Sheni, because what he did as a drabbanon is moitzi him klapi the deraisa. Now that's, as I said, was the Kloliyus Diketeretz, which is Be'emes Be'ezer Hashem, will come across at various other intervals in the Menachas Chinuch, whenever he brings this Rabbeinu Tuvio Mivin of the Mordche, that Kiddush Miplaga Mincha is Yoytze Kiddush Doi Raisa. On the other hand, there's in the specifically the Gabi Karban Pesach, there's Torah in the Achroinim that maybe it's different, that a Kotan does have a Doi Raisa the Kedin. There's a famous Rab Chaim al Harambam. Af an art here, the Rambam, the Rab Chaim al Harambam, Perakei Alach Hazayin, he says, even though a katan doesn't have chiyuvim, and he doesn't have a kiyam mitzvah, but he could have dinim. And the din of Korban Pesach was chal on him. He wasn't the kiyam the mitzvah, but he already had the din of Korban Pesach, and that's a doi raisa. It's a tifa vort. He says, matzah, katan ate matzah. Matzah is not a din, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah when he was a katan. It can't help for when he's a gadol. But the din of Korban Pesach, it was neskayim on him the din. Tzorich lis amik bozeh. Although there's other Torah in the Achronim, the Netziv, the Chassam Sofer, they say that it's posha that there are makoiris that min the Uraisa, a cotton is meshach shaychi, the carbon Pesach. One of the rayas they bring, the Gemara says, the Rambam brings it, that a cotton who owns an Eved, the Eved who's not gemalt, it's not ma'akiv the cotton from eating carbon Pesach. And we learn it from a posik. Gevald, a posik. A cotton doesn't have a deraisa the gedin of carbon Pesach. Obviously he does. If it you're being mechadish that milas avodav is not ma'akev, and Rabbi a cotton is based the etzem meishach shaychi to carbon Pesach mideraisa. So that's once last time when we have a Rambam here in Perek Hey Aloch Hazayin that a cotton that was already yoytze Pesach Rishon does not need to bring Pesach Sheni. One sort of mahalach was to open up the Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin topic of whether when a person does a derabbanon, could it be mekayim and klapi or deraisa the gematziv? And on the other hand, we have the achroinim that say that maybe over here there's a specific carbon pesach dekavort that a cotton be'etzem is shaykh to carbon pesach mid the araisa. Meaning, even if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Mordechai Mivin, Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin in Kiddush over there, but like Abi carbon pesach, he does have carbon pesach de araisa.